Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max, News Talk 830 WCCO. I mentioned St. Paul Harding wins a football game last week, gets humbled 8-0 in overtime. Their first one since 2016. They went to their practice yesterday, and it's snowing, and the kids are having a great time. And I thought to myself, sometimes, you know, we focus so much on spotlight games and who's winning, and fair enough, but boy, you can get a lot out of these sports if you just, you know, if you're just willing to kind of make yourself vulnerable and go out there and commit yourself to trying to do well and let the chips fall where they may. Otto Kraus is the head coach of that Harding team. He joins us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Coach, thank you for joining us.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Max. I appreciate the opportunity.
What was it like last week when you won that game? What'd the players feel like? How did it feel?
Oh, that's a tough feeling to describe. I was, you know, a lot of years of some hard work that kind of came together in that on that night for us, which was great. Watching the smiles on their faces, I don't know if there's words to describe those feelings, to be honest. But, you know, I guess to suffice it to say, it feels good.
How do you get kids to keep persevering? I met a couple of them yesterday, and when things haven't gone their way, and you're playing a sport like football, which is a tough sport to keep playing if you're not having success, how do you try to keep them motivated, fresh, and want to come out there every day?
You know, well, we talk a couple things. I guess one is that we talk about we is greater than me, which is just our kind of short way of saying that we come out and play together and stay together, and we can accomplish more if we're together than we ever can individually. And I think the kids have bought into that. And we also just talk about hard work pays off. And that's after, you know, going quite a few years without seeing that in terms of a win. It's a lot to ask for those kids, but they've done so, and at least up to this point. And, you know, we try to exemplify that as coaches. You know, we are going to work hard as well, and so certainly, yeah, you know, we try to lead by example there.
Is it hard to convince kids to go out for football in the Harding hallways?
It can be, yeah, it certainly can be. And you know, a lot of them don't get exposed to playing the game of football at young ages like you know, and some of us maybe did, or in other communities as much. And so sometimes you're asking them to come out and try something they've never done before. Certainly when you haven't been a very successful program in terms of wins and losses, that makes it harder as well. But we just set out to try to make practice, you know, make it fun, make it productive, show that working hard is fun, is a fun thing to do. And I got to give a lot of credit to the assistant coaches that, you know, the way they handle themselves and the way they talk to the kids makes kids want to come out and be around it. At least this year, you know, this is a crazy year in terms of trying to get kids to come out, and we haven't had the chance to be in the building with them. And, you know, that's made it difficult for sure, but, you know, little by little, I guess, and give the kids that are there a good experience, and hopefully they reach out to some buddies and have them come out as well.
For sure, and there's, you know, what I saw was, you know, it reminded me, there's just such great value in being part of a team and doing something, win or lose, but to put out great effort, I mean, that is a win by itself, and I felt like your kids kind of have that spark right now.
Yeah, the word that you just hit on is a word that we've used a lot, is effort. You know, every practice, every play in practice, every play during a game, you get a choice to either put in full effort or not. And this group of kids that we have here right now, that they're not afraid of that. And I think that they kind of they feed off of each other on that. And certainly they're, you know, some days are easier, some days are better than others. But that effort piece is what it's all about.
Do you worry with the distant learning? Because, it's great that you have access to them when they have to come out to practice and be with each other. But there's a lot of isolation going on right now at high schools. And thank God for sports where they can at least be together at some point in time. But do you worry about that, not just for them, but for everybody?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I'm a teacher at Harding as well. And dealing with distance learning is difficult, no doubt about it. There's some good things about it, and there's some things that are harder than being in person. I think that when this whole thing started out here back in, March, but as football came around in the summer, and contemplating and going back and forth about should we come out or should we not, as coaches, as athletic directors, just said that is such an important piece for kids right now, to give them a chance to safely, as safe as possible, get together, have physical activity, and try to pick up on some of those things that they miss out on when they're, sitting at home on their iPad or their laptop all day. And I've been really, really honored to be able to take that on. And it's been, I do worry about it. I worry that it could all go away tomorrow. So we're just trying to do our best to keep it safe and to keep being able to provide the opportunity for kids to get out and be a team.
Last question. What have you learned through this COVID-19 season you thought you wouldn't have, and then you did, and you had to get the team together and find out who was playing, and you can't use the locker rooms and this and that? What have you learned?
When people ask me how I'm doing, I say one day at a time. And that is an honest answer. So I think having one thing that I've learned is to just say, we're going to get up in the morning and see what the day holds today. And we're going to try to do our best on those things. And we'll kind of worry about tomorrow. And also the communication is so important. And that's one thing I want to commend, my coaches on, and the players especially, of being able to maintain communication with each other throughout all this, so that we can change on the daily, change on the weekly, sometimes by the hour. Like, where are we going to be today? What can we do today? And so I'm just, appreciative of all their efforts to stick together. And, it's great to get a win last week, but this week we're 0-0, and we're trying to go find another one this week. So, and all those things are things that every school is dealing with those things, and all these football programs in the city here are doing their best. I talk to the coaches real frequently about just trying to brainstorm ways to do it the best that we can, and could try to continue to give the kids an opportunity to get together.
Well, congratulations. You guys were having a lot of fun in the snow yesterday, and it made me feel young again just to be out there. Appreciate it very much, Coach.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you. Yep, it was great. Thanks.
You bet. Otto Kraus, head coach at Harding High School. Like I said, his team kind of reminded me that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.